The Seattle School Board has adopted a budget for the coming school year. They managed to plug holes to fill a deficit, but a district official says she's concerned that in the long term, the state's new education funding plan doesn't go far enough. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
State lawmakers narrowly avoided a partial government shutdown when they reached an agreement last month to increase spending on public education. The deal came more than 5 years after the state Supreme Court ruled in the McCleary case that the state was failing to fully fund basic education. Jolynn Berge is assistant superintendent for business and finance for Seattle Public Schools. She says the state's funding agreement falls short.
McCleary was not fully funded with what they put out in this plan. It was not. It was a step in the right direction, but there's still a ways to go.
Lawmakers agreed to hike the state property tax and then cap the amount of money districts can raise through local levies. Berge says the plan doesn't provide enough money for special education, and with the change in how levies are used, the district won't be able to raise extra dollars for special ed. The district plans to put out a more detailed response to the state funding plan next week. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.